Chapter 11. Cleaning House. Takeaway. Gathering your maintenance tasks together and tackling them all at once is the perfect antidote to being a perfectionist about the wrong things. Nonetheless, maintenance tasks or maintenance days are essential if you want to have a life that's healthy and productive. The worst kind of task. For years, I've been fed up with maintenance tasks. Tasks like watering your plants, cleaning out your inbox, cutting your nails, sorting through mail, preparing lunches, and buying groceries. Maintenance tasks are essential because they support your personal life and work, but minute for minute, they provide you with an abysmal return compared to your most important and meaningful tasks. Because maintenance tasks are an essential part of life, they're usually pretty difficult to shrink, outsource, or eliminate, like the low-return tasks in your work, Part 4. But it's also impossible to be a functioning member of society when you don't do basic things like tidy up your house, prepare food, take out the trash, do the dishes, and do the laundry. I think that's a shame, because these tasks use up a lot of what limited time you have. But they are essential in supporting what you want to accomplish. It's hard to eat healthfully when you don't prepare healthy food. It's hard to look great if you don't shave or wash and dry your hair every few days. And it's hard to feel great about coming home if your house or apartment is a mess. In one of my weirder experiments during my project, for a week I became a total slob. I ordered takeout for every meal, showered only 3 times throughout the week, wore sweatpants or pajamas every day, and of course still tried to be as productive as I could within those conditions. In the middle of the experiment, I started to feel terrible as I began to remove as many maintenance tasks as possible from my life. And I realized maintenance tasks are essential if you want to live a happy, healthy, socially engaged, and productive life. Maintenance Day. As I first set up my own household when I went away to college, my maintenance tasks began to pile up quickly. Suddenly, my laundry wasn't magically done for me, fresh groceries didn't appear in the kitchen, and my plants weren't magically watered once a week. I had a lot more maintenance tasks to do every day. But at the same time, I didn't want to use what little valuable time I had every day on tasks that did nothing more for me than help me maintain the life I had. One Sunday morning, when I was racking my brain about how I could do these newfangled tasks more efficiently, a light bulb went off. What if, instead of doing these menial tasks throughout the week, I lumped them all together and did as many of them as I could at once? As an experiment, in the week that followed, I purposefully didn't tackle my maintenance tasks throughout the week. Instead, I made a list of the ones that popped up, and I tackled them the next Sunday morning. And it worked. I got more done in less time. I've used the same ritual ever since. I call it my maintenance day. My maintenance day ritual is incredibly simple and incredibly powerful. Throughout the week, I simply collect all of my low-return maintenance tasks on a list. Everything from going grocery shopping to cutting my nails, and instead of doing them throughout the week, I do them all at once. I finally felt like I was no longer treading water by working on tasks throughout the week that didn't move my life forward. And I had much more time, attention, and energy for tasks that were actually important and meaningful throughout the week. What I do on maintenance day. If you're curious, here's a complete list of everything I wait to tackle until Sunday morning, all of which takes me, at a leisurely pace, 4 to 6 hours. Grocery shopping. Clean house and office. Create a meal and workout plan. Trim beard and shave. Do laundry. Prepare lunches in Tupperware containers for the week. Water plants. Read articles I've saved up throughout the week. Review my projects and define next steps. Review my waiting for list. Define 3 outcomes for the week ahead. Clear out all my inboxes. Review my hotspots. Review my accomplishments list. I'll talk about the last ones later on in the book. Naturally, your own maintenance day ritual will vary. If you have kids, for example, it's probably not realistic to only clean up around the house on Sunday morning. But perhaps you can relegate cleaning to 2 or 3 days a week, leaving the majority of your days free for higher priority tasks. Regardless of your lifestyle, Whether you're a bachelor entrepreneur or an office worker with a family, you undoubtedly have maintenance tasks that you can chunk together and tackle all at once. Your maintenance tasks, by their very nature, have to be kept up with. You can't always shrink, delegate, outsource, or eliminate them the way you can other low-return tasks. But you do have control over when you do them. By chunking them together and changing up when you work on your maintenance tasks, you create the space to focus on bigger things throughout the week. If scheduling a maintenance day is simply too unrealistic for you, try gathering a list of the maintenance tasks you do throughout the week and create a maintenance list. This will help you chunk together some of your maintenance tasks so you can get many of them out of the way when you're low on energy and can't focus on more impactful or meaningful tasks. Here's the curious thing about maintenance tasks. Although they require a good amount of time to complete, most of them use almost none of your focused energy or attention. In fact, you can do most of your maintenance tasks automatically without much thought. While multitasking will make you less productive as you try to focus on two things that require a lot of attention, it's possible to multitask and become more productive with maintenance tasks simply because they require almost none of your attention and your energy. When you do maintenance tasks, you have attention and energy to spare. Here are my favorite ways to use my time wisely when undertaking the tasks on my maintenance day list. Do them with someone else, like my girlfriend, to make the tasks more interesting and meaningful. Listen to a podcast or audiobook while completing them. I plow through so many tasks on my maintenance day, I can usually get through half of a book by the time I'm finished. Call someone or Skype someone so you can have a meaningful conversation while doing the tasks. Or do the tasks mindfully to work out my attention muscle. Or deliberately think about nothing while doing maintenance tasks to give my mind a chance to rest and wander. Want to accomplish more while completing your maintenance day tasks? The possibilities are endless. You can download a podcast to learn a new language, or plan for a vacation, do bodyweight exercises, or practice a new skill. Although it's not possible to eliminate all the pesky maintenance tasks from your life, it is possible to spend your time on them much more intelligently and fruitfully. By the way, try setting a time limit for how long you'll work on your maintenance tasks to get more done in less time. Just make sure you don't work on them during your BPT. That time is sacred. Striving for imperfection. In the years following my first maintenance day ritual, I've noticed a ton of benefits that extend beyond having more time for important and meaningful tasks throughout the week. Having a maintenance day helps you eliminate both physical and mental clutter, so you can approach each new week with more mental clarity and focus. Plus, it feels freaking amazing to accomplish 10 or 15 things at once and check them off your to-do list. Over time, one of the biggest hidden benefits I've realized is that it causes me to waste less time. By their very nature, maintenance tasks shouldn't be done to perfection. They're low return. They support your work, but they aren't as essential as the high return and meaningful tasks they support. Many people, myself included, are perfectionists. We have the tendency to continue to work on tasks beyond the point when they're good enough, where the return on investing more time into them diminishes rapidly. Picasso spent a lifetime mastering the art of painting. Every small improvement made his work that much richer. But low-return maintenance tasks don't offer the same return on investment. Past a certain point, overattending to more menial tasks simply cuts into the time you would have otherwise spent on more meaningful or higher-return activities. Lumping together your maintenance tasks, whether on a maintenance day or with a maintenance list, helps you eliminate spending too much time on them. And it gives you fewer lower-return tasks to waste time on throughout the week, which gives you the time to focus on what's actually important. There is a time and a place for perfection, but your maintenance tasks aren't it. The extra time you spend on them is simply wasted. You can always make your house 10% cleaner, but does anyone really care? Chunking your maintenance tasks together is the perfect antidote to being a perfectionist about the wrong things. The end of time management. In a book about productivity, It may seem strange that I've only dedicated 3 chapters to time management techniques. But, as I've discussed, time management simply isn't as important in the knowledge economy as it was in the time economy. In the knowledge economy, the most productive people see time as the backdrop against which they work. Some coordination is essential for managing your time around the work of other people and for working smarter instead of harder. But whenever possible, the most productive people let time management take the back seat to how they manage their energy and attention. It used to be that time was the only resource we had to manage. Today, your time, attention, and energy are more interconnected than they ever have been, and the most productive people manage all 3. Time management is impossible. It's possible to manage when you work on things. You can't manage or control time. It's been ticking on for 13.8 billion years, and it shows no sign of stopping. The maintenance challenge. Time required: 10 minutes throughout the week, a few hours for the ritual, depending on how many tasks you chunk together. Energy and focus required: 2 out of 10. Value: 7 out of 10. Fun: 8 out of 10. What you'll get out of it: you'll carve out more attention and energy to focus on important things throughout the week. You'll also procrastinate less, experience more mental clarity, and feel great when you tackle a dozen of your maintenance tasks at once. Establishing a maintenance day ritual is one of the most powerful things you can do to free up attention and energy throughout the week. Here's the challenge for this chapter. Next week, continue to do your maintenance tasks throughout the week, but as you do them, write them down on your maintenance day list if you think you can do them safely later on in the week. Watering plants, for example, or emptying the kitty litter may not wait. If you're like me, you'll be surprised by how many tasks you don't have to do throughout the week, but can group them together on a maintenance day or on a maintenance list. Then, the next week, schedule a maintenance day or half day to tackle the tasks all at once. To use that time even more productively, use the spare energy and attention you have during your tasks for something even more important and meaningful, like learning a new language or listening to a favorite NPR podcast. Just make sure you don't tackle maintenance tasks during your BPT. That time is sacred. If you're like me, once you start, you won't go back.